Om Shanti. I just wanted to introduce Brother Ken. How many of you are don't know about Brother Ken? Raise your hand. Okay. So Brother Ken is one of the original jewels of Baba Sekya from foreign countries. You know, I think more than 40 years. 42 years. You can imagine, Baba says 25 years in Gyan in foreign countries equal to 50 years. So you can imagine, 42 years of experience, originally from Australia but now in South America. Looks after all the centers in South America. But of course, specialty of Brother Ken is many books he has written, and recently something new about giving experiential course to people. So he has a lot of experience of Baba's remembrance. So I thought that maybe he can share some of his experience of Baba's remembrance, so that could help many of us. So enjoy.
When people ask, how can you have remembrance of Baba? I always remember Baba's reply, how can you not have Baba's remembrance? Once you know Baba, then it's really quite easy. Just as I suppose many people had this interaction with Sakara Baba, and of course it left such a deeply engraved sanskar of closeness, and so much so that the ones who live with Brahma Baba, especially the ones that live with him, it's impossible to forget rather than difficult to remember. And since the beginning, I have tried to cultivate a very personal relationship with Baba in different ways, in different roles. And in a sense, I really feel that there are two sides to the relationships. Baba is the father, but I have to play the role of the child. Baba is the teacher, but I have to be the good student, and so on. And I did have the chance to have a very close connection with Baba. Firstly, when I went back to Australia, I met Baba and he gave some instructions, and I had the fortune of meeting Bab Dada many times, countless times. I can't remember how many times in those first 5 or 10 years. And Baba giving very clear advice and instructions, and always showing what he knew, what was going on in the soul and also in the service that I was doing. So I always feel very close. You could say real deep sense of this avyak sustenance, even to the extent of getting touchings related to service, and then Baba showing some sign, or in a message or a trance message, he would show that he was supporting this idea that was coming to me rather than my own idea. So I guess when I think of Baba, I think of that, you know, that very loving energy that I've met so many times. A real person, you could say, you know, like you can't have a relationship with someone who's abstract for you. You can't intellectualize a relationship. You know, can't, you know, step one, step two, step three. You wouldn't do that if you had a natural relationship, let's say, with your Lockie father. these are the steps that I have to take to remember my lucky father would be a joke, right? So this feeling of closeness has to be there, otherwise okay, you have met Baba personally, like face to face, and him giving you instructions, very few had that chance. But every day in the Mordi we get the flavor of Baba's personality, and he's very lovable, right? Baba's extremely lovable, the way he is, you know, the humility, like in today's morning, how humble he's saying, I put you people, I make you the masters of heaven. Maybe the master of Brahman, but that's it. I have to make you the masters of this world. So you get the feeling of Baba's love and personality very clearly comes across through the Mordis. So I have to ask myself, first of all, how much I really love Baba. And then it's very easy to answer the question, how much I remember him. Because it is an expression of love, that you want to be in his company. I remember when I went to I was, after 3 months in Gyan, I was in front of Bab Dada. It was in November of 1975, Diwali time. And Baba said I would go back to Australia and bring a bouquet of souls. And I had no idea. First of all, I didn't really understand Baba very much because I was only 3 months in Gyan. I had never done the course even. Just that I'd been practicing the same principles because I was following Raja Yoga of Patanjali very sincerely, and they're the same principles that we have, it's the same, the Yama and Niyama, the same ones, what I do and what I don't do. So I was maybe prepared, but I didn't understand much, you know. And then Baba said, you're going to go back and bring a bouquet of souls. I said, first of all, what's a bouquet of souls, you know? And I had no idea that when I got there, very soon after arriving, the centre closed. And I was alone. And there was a few things left over from the house, which I kept in my parents' garage in Sydney. And after some time, in January, I had this touching, really strong, because there were a few people interested, and this was January the 18th, we did it on a big rock overlooking, because my parents live near a national park, beautiful forests and river. So we did the 18th of January meditation on a big rock overlooking the river, and I had this feeling, no, I have to do something. If I'm going to survive, I have to create a Brahmin world around me. And so I just wrote to Madhavan saying I was going to start a centre. I didn't know the rules or the regulations. I said, I'm going to do it. But I had a very interesting experience because there were no mullis in English. There were half-page mullis. Sometimes they would arrive. No mullis. Charlie was still in London. He would send his notes. Every week I would receive a batch of his notes from the mullis in London, because he stayed on there for another 18 months. And so trying to make sense of the mullis, I had to have, you know, I had to talk to someone about it. The only one I could talk to was Bab Dada. You couldn't make a international telephone call in those days. It was too expensive. And the nearest centre, I think, was Calcutta or somewhere. Maybe Singapore, I don't know. So there were no centres and no people, nothing, no support, no mullis. The only thing that was there was the relationship with Baba. So I develop a very strong and firm habit of heart-to-heart conversation about things that I was needing to do and about things that I was needing to understand. It was like there was no VK sister around, so Baba was sister Baba. You know, had to consult him. So I don't know, I just created this very strong and firm habit of talking over things that were meaningful about the gyan and about also service, what sort of things we had to do. Well, I'm sure I made many mistakes, but as in a very short time, you know, in the space of 1 year, at the end of that year I went back to Madhavana, I had 16 souls with me, and that was the bouquet. And most of those souls are still around, actually. So the bouquet, I understood then what Baba was meaning. And so the service started to grow very quickly. Charlie came back to Australia. We started a centre in Melbourne. We started another centre in Canberra and also in Adelaide. And then Daddy G asked me to go to Brazil. So I had such an experience of confidence that Baba was guiding my life, and especially this habit of the heart-to-heart conversation about meaningful things. I had such confidence, and you know, Daddy asked me, because there was an invitation, would you like to go to Brazil, stay for 3 months? I'm still there, right? I had 3 months to get things going. But it was in those days, it was such a loving little family, and Baba would come every couple of days. So immediately, and Jenty always remembers this because she was there, I met Baba in Baba's room. Baba, imagine Baba's, first of all, Baba's room in those days was half of the size or a third of the size that it is now. Because the back part of the Baba's room now was the fruit department. So you get fruits. And Baba was meeting maybe 30 people were there and on that particular day, for the meeting anyway. Not many could fit. And so I asked Baba, you want me to go to South America? Is that right? He said, yes, child. It's like that, yes. It's like Baba's given me a blessing. And if you go to some place and you know that Baba himself is not your own idea, right? And you don't know what's going to happen, but you've got your life is totally in Baba's hands, totally, 100%. Well, you know what is what and what is not, so I'm with you. If you want me to go there, you've probably got everything planned out anyway. I don't need to do much. So one thing, the other, I went there, everything was just flowed along. It's always been flowing along, because I know that it's not me who's doing it. It's Baba's getting it done. So I don't know what it means to worry. Yes, Baba has everything sorted out. And so there is a direct involvement of Baba in my life, directly. And it's, you know, just, it's real. It's a real thing. So when you ask me, how can I remember Baba? I have the same feeling, how can I forget? Even anything that's happened, I would ask Baba. Even in the early days in Australia, I was trying to understand things. We didn't have really a really good course curricula. Sort of a few attempts, but none of them were very satisfactory. And the only book that was around was that orange, in those days it was orange cover, I don't know what it is now. It's a 1 week course where you have a seeker and a sister, right? Have you seen that? It's like a dialogue between seeker and sister. But, you know, in the West, it talks about things no one's ever heard about Shiva, let alone Shankar. And then if you say Shiva's not Shankar, they will say, so what? You know, we don't know either of them. Lakshmi Narayan, you know. So what? It's absolutely irrelevant for Westerners, all that sort of stuff. So to make sense of that, and so part of that, I learned the habit in these heart-to-heart conversations. I learned to write down, jot down the churning. So Amrit Vela, after Amrit Vela, I would sit and write. And I wrote, before I left Australia in 79, I'd written this book called New Beginnings. But then, and some people liked it, and I was detached, but Daddy Janki wanted Jagdish Bhai to approve it, so after several years, he finally approved it. Man, and I wrote it in 1978, and it was published in 1983 or something, 84, no, I'm not sure. But, you know, it's been very useful to have this habit of talking to Baba and clarifying things about jnana, about what it means to do service and how to do service and how to be yukti-yukt in a world. For example, I'm at the moment the base that I have in Latin America is in Brazil. And it's the biggest Catholic country in the world, so people are very staunch Catholics, you know. And so, not easy, but then Baba does touch people in the right way, and so everything seems to become easy, really easy. You know, I don't know that I have a formula how to have the best remembrance of Baba. I don't know if it's a formula. How to have a good conversation is probably the best tip that I can have. It's easy, you know, there are so many things you can talk about. You can go through the Muli and find 100 things in the first 2 pages that you could talk about. For example, today Baba said, knowledge leads to salvation. That's a very good conversation you can have with Baba, isn't it? So churning yourself and trying to make your own intellect brighter won't work. If you don't have Baba involved in your own churning, you will have a very spiritualized ego. But that's as far as you'll get. You'll have a nice ego, a friendly ego, but still an ego. Unless Baba's there, you're just on your own, basically. And there are a few things that we really need to understand. This whole package is yoga, right? And yoga purifies, yoga transforms. But what sort of yoga purifies or transforms? It's that deep connection in which, first of all, you have this meaningful conversation about things that you want to learn and the things you want to progress. Of course, that implies honesty, right, on your side. It's very difficult to have a close relationship with Baba unless there's really good level of honesty about yourself, you know, what you want and where you want to get to. But so many topics are there to talk about, to go into the depth of, together with Baba. When I think about churning, I don't think about churning sort of me intellectualizing and sort of dividing things to the nth degree. I sometimes call that sort of churning counting the hairs on Narayan's head. You know, it's one thing to be analytical with jnana, but there's another thing to make it work for yourself. And the only way that I can see to make churning work is if Baba's involved. make it real and meaningful. Talk, you know. As we're so used to talking to ourselves, right? It's probably the most popular word in our own, in our each one's vocabulary is the word I. Even when I'm talking to myself about what I want to do, what I want to get to, what I want to see, and what I want to, when I get to Madhuban, I will do this and so on. But the combined form is much as such a greater, bigger dimension to that sort of thinking. So it's not what I'm going to do separate from Baba, what I'm going to do together with him. So this deep habit of using Baba as a reference point instead of your own ego has to be inculcated. And we should be Baba-centric rather than ego-centric, right? The center of my life is not me. It's Baba. And so I have to really understand that and appreciate that. Baba, of course, is subtle. But the personality is just as powerful as any physical person's personality. So I could recognize Baba through what sort of, I can recognize what sort of a person or a personality he is through the Muli very easily. You know, I get this composite image of a very loving, kind, generous, unlimited, humble power that it's very easy to love. So let me develop that love. That's probably, if I want to go fast in this Brahma life, I have to be loving. I will not work it out. I think a lot of us, and I did have a very technical background. I studied chemistry. I worked in research. But still, there was that thing missing, and I realized how much or how far my intellect would get me and how far my love would get me very quickly. Love will take me much further than my intellect does. Maybe that's the whole meaning behind loving intellect too, because it's love based on understanding rather than understanding based on some other analysis, you know. Let me become loving to others, and then it's also easier to be loving with Baba. It's not possible, I don't think. If I don't get along with one of others, Baba's children, how can I get along with him, right? Imagine if you're at home, right, and you're, you try to have a nice relationship with the neighbor, or the neighboring kid's mother, right? But you hate the kids, right? Will it work? No, it won't work. So the love package is a total one. So love for me, love for others, love for Baba is the same love, right? Can't be different. These are sorts of things that come up when, I mean, Mira Ben asked me, can I share a bit about my experience? Well, I don't know how much I can share to be different for each one, but I just know the results, you know. Just by feeling very close and feeling very guided and looked after and protected and so on, everything just works out so well. And it's really Baba's greatness. It's not anything that I have especially. And I really think that if I can change, many others can change too, because I'm not, you know, not so different from everyone else. All of us can just forge ahead really with this sort of close, loving relationship. Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm sure, you know, each one takes some inspiration. So I thank Ken Bhai for giving his valuable time, because, you know, when they come to Madhuban, they have so many appointments and meetings. Just last moment, because I requested, so he was able to be ready. So thank you so much, Ken Bhai, on behalf of all of us. I think we have to finish by 9:15. The Pandabhavan people have to go. Maybe you can talk
one
to
question,
me.
Yeah.
Just one question.
Quickly. Okay, good one. Thing is that just remember that you are not the teacher. Baba knows what his soul needs, and it's probably much more interesting to be really well connected with Baba than to worry about how to explain about him. Because if you're really well connected, whatever comes out of your mouth will be appropriate for that individual, because Baba knows what the soul needs. Okay, short answer.
Thank you. Just have 1 minute silence and just remain seated. We do a short exercise after that. Yeah. Thank you. So we have almost coming to the end of the first day of our retreat. What I would like to ask each one of you, take out your notebook, take out one page from your notebook. So let us all express our love, our gratitude, our learning, our realization to Baba, a love letter to Baba. So for the next 5 minutes, take your time to write a letter to Baba, a love letter, and we will collect them and put it on the stage when Bab Dada comes. So write it with so much, in whatever language you want, no problem. In Tamil, English, Spanish, Vietnamese, any language is okay, because Baba understands the language of your heart. But take the piece of paper, not piece of paper, proper paper, and write. Okay? And a separate paper, not in the notebook, because you will be giving me that paper to put in an envelope and put it on the stage to display when Bab Dada comes on the 8th. So start from this morning, or even from yesterday, how you started preparing, and what was your how you prepared yourself, how you spent the day today, what was your realization, what was your special experience, how you would like to thank Baba. You're talking to Baba, telling Baba the story of the day. And be as honest as possible. Because when you have started to put the pen on the paper, the whole letter has appeared in Baba's computer already. It's a very, you know, powerful computer Baba has. You write, before you start the sentence is completed in that computer. So be as honest. And nobody is going to look at you. You can write whatever you feel, whatever you want to say to him, in whichever relationship you want to say. Baba is receiving the sounds of your heart. He's listening as you're writing the beat of your heart. This is also yoga. You're talking to Baba. You're having yoga with Baba. Huh? It's also remembering Baba. So it's like a intimate love letter. When Baba used to receive such love letter, you know how Baba used to act. He would kiss the letter, and he would put the letter on his eyes, you know, because the letters used to be written with so much love. So when Baba would receive this letter, he should kiss it. Oh, my beloved, my lover has written this letter to me. And he should put the letter on his eyes before he opens even. Fill it with so much love. Finished. So now keep that paper with you. Take another paper, if you have finished, fresh paper. Now you write response, reply from Baba to you for that letter. Baba replying to you. Another paper. No, not on the same, separate. Not on the chart paper, separate paper. You can borrow some paper from somebody. You give him one paper, somebody has extra paper. So Baba replying to you. Like beloved replying to the lover. Letter from Baba to you. The first one was letter from you to Baba. Once you have finished that, then the second letter, a letter from Baba to you. See what Baba is telling you. What you hear from Baba, you write that. What is Baba replying to your letter? And put your name definitely. When you write letter to Baba, you put your name. And of course when Baba writes letter to you, at the bottom you say, from your beloved Baba. Baba writing to you. Listen to Baba nicely. What Baba saying through vibrations and feelings. What Baba is telling you, what Baba is talking to you, you hear it and then you write it. Because remembrance is always two-way, no? You talk to Baba and Baba talk to you. So now you are listening to what Baba is talking to you and you are expressing it in the form of words in the letter. So listen carefully, listen clearly as you put in beautiful, poetic, beautiful words. Right, right. Take your time, write to Baba. Baba, what Baba is talking to you, write it. Then in a few minutes, we are going to play some music. And the letter that you have written to Baba, you come in the front, take drishti from Baba and put it in the tray. And the letter that Baba has written to you, you keep it with you. That is your treasure, a gift from this retreat for you. You can frame it and keep it next to your bed to read every day what Baba told me, what Baba wrote to me. So the letter that you have written to Baba, that you come in the front, take drishti from Baba and leave it in the tray. The letter Baba has written to you, you treasure it, take it with you, read every day at Amrit Vela, remind yourself what Baba has spoken to you in Madhuban, in Gyan Sarovar. And those from Pandabhavan, come first in a line, not rushing. Those from Gyan Sarovar can wait, have red light and music. Those from Panda Bhavan, please come. One by one, not rushing, take drishti from Baba. Say good night to Baba because you have to catch your bus. Your letter to Baba, Baba's letter to you, you take.